Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined by Miss Leah Daughtry, one of the founders of the Power Rising Conference. Miss Daughtry, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Could you please share with our listening audience what is Power Rising and why should they want to know about this organization?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on today to talk about Power Rising. We're really excited about this conference. Power Rising is a conference where we will come together as Black women to create, craft, build an agenda for ourselves and for our communities moving forward. And it was a seed of an idea that came about at the Congressional Black Caucus Women's Retreat in 2016. And we were talking about what to do and how we can mobilize ourselves. We know that African-American women vote in huge numbers. We are the largest voting demographic in the country. We know that the Nielsen study recently showed that African-American women control $1.3 trillion in the American economy. We know we are cultural influencers. We know we are the biggest users of social media. So how do we leverage all of these PowerPoints and pressure points? We've got Black women in unprecedented roles in corporate America. We are all over the nation in terms of education, business, communications operations. So with all of this that we have going on in the Black female community, how do we leverage this? How do we come together and determine how to move forward? How can we use all of this influence we have to create better outcomes for ourselves, for our children, for our communities, for our families, and for the nation?
One of the things that I noticed about the Power Rising Conference is that you all are reaching out to intergenerational women. You've got women who are definitely on the front end of the baby boomer group, and you've got women on the front end of the millennial group. Why was it important that your organization be made up of these intergenerational groups of women?
You know, because Black women are not one demographic. We're not one monolith. We don't have one train of thought or one idea. And so it's really important that we have women from across the spectrum coming to share their viewpoint, coming to share their experience, and coming to add to the conversation about this action plan that we want to create. And I want to stress, Power Rising is a conference. It's a summit. That it's not a, maybe after this we'll decide to make it an organization, but the concept was for us to have a place where all of us, whether we are PhDs or no Ds, whether we are rural or urban, whether we're in a sorority or didn't go to college, all of us have something to contribute, because regardless of our backgrounds, what we know is that our experience as Black women is similar, no matter where we live in the country, no matter what our educational backgrounds are, no matter what our business background is. We have similar experience just because we are Black women in America. So having young women at the table, having older women, seasoned in church, we call them seasoned saints, at the table, having women who are mid-career, having women who are just starting careers, having women who have families, having women like me who are child-free at the table, helps have a rich conversation about what we want as Black women for ourselves and our communities.
While I know Power Rising is a conference, can you share how it differs from, you know, other established Black women organizations like the Links or the sororities or, you know, 100 Black Women? How is Power Rising a different force?
Well, you know, and all of those groups are coming to Power Rising. They're sending delegations to Power Rising. This is intended as really a support for what they're doing, as really a complement. So we know that Black Women's Roundtable and Black Women's Agenda have crafted agendas and have really done important work around the issues that affect our communities, like criminal justice reform and the educational system. What Power Rising is seeking to do is not is to kind of, in a sense, break down the silos that we form around our organizations and come together across organizations and say, okay, we know we have these issues in our community. What are we going to do about it? At the end of Power Rising, our intent is to have a real action plan for Black women that we will create at Power Rising that will incorporate much of the work that these sisters have been doing and doing well for years. And now we want to come out of it and say, okay, we're going to do these five things as Black women across our community. So we're really leveraging their expertise, the work that they have been doing, highlighting the work that they have been doing, and just taking it to its next iteration of what do we do? What are the concrete action steps that sisters can take across the country to build on the work that these organizations have been doing?
You mentioned it earlier, Ms. Daughtry, that Black women have become more aware of their power and influence. And it reminds me of that quote, you know, if you don't know how powerful you are, you don't know the things that you can influence and change. Mm-hmm. But we know in the 2016 presidential election, almost 98% of African-American women voters voted for the woman in that race. Mm-hmm. We also could look at the numbers from the recent Alabama senatorial campaign where Black women and Black men kind of tip the scales. What does it mean to kind of know your power, and is Power Rising a force to kind of, I guess, garner and focus that power?
Mm-hmm. You know, I would liken it to, in all of our homes we have light switches. We know we have electricity, but you can have electricity. If you don't turn on the switch, you'll sit in the dark. So for us as Black women, we know that we have proven and demonstrated our political power. We show up, we vote, which is what makes us the largest and most consistent voting bloc in the nation. We know we have economic power. We're spending money every single day. We're making decisions about household budgets, and that is why we control $1.5 trillion in the American economy. So the question is, now what do we do with that? We can know that we have this buying power. What do we do with that? What are the objectives and the key things in our community that require our attention? And imagine how powerful we'd be if we just turned on the switch. We know that we have this authority. We know that we have this power. We know if you tell two Black women anything, the whole neighborhood knows, because we have a communication apparatus among us that's very informal. What if we formalize that? So as we look at our nation today, and all of the challenges that we are facing, whether it's from the White House, whether it's from our city hall, we have a number of areas that require our focus and our attention. What Power Rising is seeking to do is say, we've got the power, so let's flip the switch now. Let's turn on the lights and let's figure out how we're going to do that and where we want to shine a light. What requires our focused attention as Black women? What do we want to change? What do we want to build? What do we want to grow? Who do we want to represent us? What are the values that we are looking for when we're talking about elected officials, when we're talking about business leaders, when we're talking about businesses in our communities, when we're talking about what our schools look like? How do we leverage all of these things in a collective way? Not haphazardly, but in a collective way. Well, you know, it's fascinating to me that African Americans turn out in these numbers and can affect the outcome of elections. Someone sent me a T-shirt the other day that simply says, "We tried to tell y'all," African American proverb. And you know, consistently, you know, if the nation voted as we vote, our nation would look a lot different in terms of legislative policy and public policy. But we're not really voting to save America. We're voting to save ourselves. And just as Reverend Jesse Jackson used to say, you know, when America gets a cold, Black America gets pneumonia. So we feel these things. We feel the changes in policy most deeply in our communities because so many of our people are affected. So if America, if we could leverage this and have America vote as we vote and follow our lead on many of the policy issues, many of the economic issues, the nation would be a much different place. And so Power Rising is trying to leverage all of that to say, let's start this conversation about how we move collectively to create change in our communities.
Leah Daughtry, I absolutely love everything that you're saying, but to kind of play devil's advocate, haven't Black women been kind of running things behind the scenes, you know, in this country since, what, day two, from, you know, nurseries to kitchens, you know, to beauty shops? What does this formalization actually mean? And is it better to be kind of upfront and in public about what you're doing, or is it better to, you know, kind of keep moving behind the scenes?
You know, I was raised in church. I'm a pastor myself, and I was raised in church and in activist Brooklyn, New York. And so we were always taught that, you know, you have an inside strategy and an outside strategy. So, you know, you have the strategy that works within the system, that works behind the scenes, that works to move things forward in a very formalized way. And then you have the folks who, like we were, out in the streets, who were very outspoken in public about what we wanted from our government, what we wanted from our leaders. I think you have to do both. You're right. We have been on the scene since day two, and we do move a lot of things and press a lot of levers behind the scenes, and that's great. But it's also time for us to be out front and open, for the nation to acknowledge and accept our leadership on policy issues, on business issues, on educational issues, because we have something to bring to the table. So while we have been sitting on the back row of conference rooms for many years and letting others sit at the table and represent us and speak for us, it's time for us to take our own seat at the table and more directly impact in an out front, on the stage way, and to advocate for our communities. And there's nothing wrong with being behind the scenes player. I've been one all my life, and nothing runs without the folks in the back that don't get seen and that don't get recognized. And so they are critically important, and I'm not suggesting that they aren't or that their role is not critical as we move forward. But there comes a point in our lives, and I think this is where we are in the nation, where we're influencing a lot of, and we ought to be recognized for it, and we ought to be able to speak for ourselves and speak loudly and out front about our desires, our wants, our needs, our thoughts, what we believe is the right policy, and not have someone else interpret, come to the back of the room, ask us what we think, and then go to the table and speak for us. We can speak for ourselves and run the back of the room as well.
I love it. I love it. So the Power Rising Conference is coming to Atlanta. What do you want our listeners to know about this conference, and how can they get involved?
Yes, it's coming to Atlanta. We are so excited. February 22nd to the 25th, we will be at the Westin Peachtree Hotel. We are quickly selling out, sisters. We don't want the folks in Atlanta to be left out. We need your voices at the table. We need volunteers. We're looking forward. The mayor's office has been absolutely tremendous, Mayor Bottoms, in helping us bring this all together. So if you want to register, our website is www.powerrising.org, powerrising.org. And we've worked hard on the fundraising so that we could make the registration very low. It's $75 for the 3 days. And there are rates for students and for senior citizens. There are also day rates. If you can't come for the whole conference and you just can pop in for a day, do that. We will be running workshops and tracks on political empowerment, business and economic empowerment, how to grow your business, access to capital, health and wellness, education and technology, how to build apps, how to get your apps funded, and then also culture and community. So it's going to be very exciting. We've been announcing speakers. If you aren't following us, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at PowerRising18. And you can see all the announcements and stay up to date with what's going on. We want to see you, Atlanta. It's going to be fabulous. This is my father says, there's nothing like the first time. There's only one first time, and this is the first time for this kind of summit. It's a first-of-its-kind summit where Black women are coming together across sectors, across backgrounds, across gender identities, across sexual expression, across every demographic that you can think of. It is the broadest representation of black womanhood that we will see. They are coming from across the country, and you don't want to miss it in your own backyard. So go to www.powerrising.org, get involved, sign up, and I'm telling you, in the last 2 days, we've registered about 250 people just in the last 2 days. So we are quickly reaching capacity, and we don't want our sisters in Atlanta to be left out. So get online today, secure your pass, and we look forward to seeing you.
Leah Daughtry, thank you so much for sharing this great information with our listeners. And, black women are a force to be reckoned with no matter what. So these black women coming together, I cannot wait to see how Power Rising changes our future. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.